Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David McCloskey, former CIA analyst for the Middle East, now a novelist, a thriller novelist. It's a spy novel. It's a profile of the Middle East as we lived through it these last 10 years, and with no clarity, many of the instances in David's book are extremely convincing. Anything can happen in Damascus. Our hero is named Sam Joseph. David presents him as the man from Minnesota who has a talent for gambling, probably has a gambler's weaknesses, doesn't know when to leave the table. He quickly establishes himself as a man who makes a mistake as a CIA officer. He falls in love with his asset. David, this is such a violation of what I know to be the CIA's recommendations about how you handle assets. I was charmed right away. My goodness, Sam, you don't deserve to be an officer very long. What do you want the readers to know about Sam's temptation and about Miriam?
Yeah, well, you know, you hit a lot of the high points there, John. I mean, he is he is not out of the Ivy League. He is a pretty, quote-unquote, normal guy when he is recruited to join the agency. He's a Midwesterner. He's had a spell in Vegas. He is very good at reading people and understanding their motivations. He's lived, I think, a life sort of outside of the profiles of many case officers that get recruited out of more elite universities, where he's been out in the world doing things. So he's a bit of a salt of the earth guy. He makes mistakes, as you mentioned, violates one of the cardinal rules of espionage and falls into a forbidden relationship with an asset. As I was writing the story, I liked that about him because it felt like everybody makes big mistakes. And so, having a book written about one that you make isn't so bad. He is, I think throughout the book, a good case officer in the sense that he is very good at recruiting people and running operations, but a bad one in the sense that he has violated this, key kind of ethical point that all case officers would subscribe to. His asset, Miriam, is a Syrian palace official who is from a very prominent Damascene Christian family. Her, brothers and uncles and her father all have positions inside the government. So, and they're of course fairly well off. So she's vested in the government. She's vested in the country. But her very rebellious cousin, with whom she is quite close, supports the opposition and has gone to a few protests. And when the book opens, I don't think I'll be giving anything away here. It happens quite quickly. When the book opens, her cousin is brutalized at one of those protests by a member of the Mukhabarat, the Syrian security services. And so this sets Miriam down a path of, on the one hand, understanding that her entire world is sort of knitted into this government, and on the other, this this burning desire for revenge and to free herself in some way from a cage that she perceives herself to be living in. And so when Sam and the CIA arrive at her doorstep, metaphorically speaking, she is sort of primed to enter this relationship with him and to provide secrets. And it also doesn't hurt that they both really, enjoy each other, are attracted to one another, and eventually, over the course of the book, fall in love.
There's a lot of revenge tale in this. Revenge of the CIA against the Mukhabarat. Revenge of the Alawites against the Muslim Brothers. Revenge of the Russians against the Americans. One character is more compelling than any other once you know the story. So we will not go farther with the story. We will just talk of Ali Hassan. What a good, bad man he is, David.
Yeah, he is the Ali Hassan is President Assad's spy catcher. He is a very senior official inside the Syrian Mukhabarat. He is a former police detective and a family man who, in the opening scenes of this book, can be pictured at the same time roughly interrogating and torturing a prisoner and playing with his children at home and having dinner with his wife and family. So he is a man who is complicated. He does not like the government, though, and he is ambivalent, I think, very deeply about how the protest movement and the uprising should be dealt with and his own position in that. And so he is, I think, of all the characters in the book, many of whom are sort of caught between these, you know, dueling emotions and sort of pulls, I think more than any, he is probably the most trapped between what he wishes his life would be and what it is.
Let's go to tradecraft, David, when we come back, because there's a deal of tradecraft in here, and the CIA has approved David's novel. So we'll learn something. Damascus Station, David McCloskey, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.